I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama is moving forward with plans to use oil spill settlement funds to build a 350-room hotel and conference center at Gulf State Park. Governor Robert Bentley hopes the beachfront facility, intended to handle meetings of up to 1,500 people, can open by 2018. Bentley says many beachfront conferences now go to Florida because there is not a meeting place large enough on the Alabama coast. The Gulf Restoration, a New Orleans-based environmental group, has filed a lawsuit to block the project, arguing that it's an inappropriate use of funds meant to restore the oil-stained coast. The state argues the project will make up for lost recreation during the spill and will be an ecologically sensitive development. The $135 million project includes dune restoration and bicycle trails. The Alabama State Report Card on its infrastructures will be released in December by the American Society of Civil Engineering. Alabama's water pipe infrastructure will need major improvements in the upcoming years throughout the state. Andrew Herman is the former president of the ASCE. He says not only does Alabama need the improvement, but the nation as well.
Our drinking water, if you look at the national grade, it's a D. Now, that doesn't mean the water's not pure and clean to drink. It means that those pipes that bring that water to you to drink may be 100 years old. And that's why we have so many water main breaks. We have almost 240,000 water main breaks each year in the United States.
According to the ASCE, Alabama will need $7.9 million in drinking water improvements over the next 20 years. Number 2 Alabama is working on a game plan for this weekend's Southeastern Conference Championship game against Florida. The Crimson Tide clinched the SEC Western Division Saturday with a 29-13 win over Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Coach Nick Saban says the first step of a successful season was winning the SEC West, and his team gets another chance to play for a conference championship.
This is something that we still feel is very, very important and something that's a significant accomplishment because of the quality of our league and winning our division and having an opportunity to play against a really good Florida team.
The Gators, who are 10-2 on the season, won the SEC Eastern Division with a 7-1 conference record. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. at the Georgia Dome on CBS. Rain likely in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the lower 60s. A 70% chance of a late shower in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And Mobile and the Gulf Coast will see cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.